So, I first off have to address the elephant in the room. I am wearing pants. Some of you are like, duh, of course you're wearing pants. Others of you that are over here, obviously, know I don't wear pants, ever. Like, we moved down from New York, I wore pants 3, maybe 4 times a year. Like, when it was literally snowing was the only time I wore pants. The rest of the year, I wore shorts. So we moved to Florida, it's 9,000 degrees. I said, I don't need pants. I left all my pants in New York. They asked me to do communion the first time, and I said, hey, Jeff, can I wear shorts? He said, no. All right, so I went and bought a pair of pants. So now that that's out of the way, first service, they were taking pictures, and Nate's posting something online, and I don't know. Anyway, so when I was in high school, I loved the game of basketball. And not only did I love the game of basketball, like, there's people that enjoy the game, and they play the game, and I got an award one year for Mr. Basketball. Everywhere I went, I had a basketball with me. In class, in the hallway, I would cut class to go play in the gym, to shoot, to practice. I had a court in my backyard. I would go downtown with my friends and play. I loved the game of basketball. So all through middle school, all through high school, I played on the school team. Freshman year, I went to a high school and had a great coach. I loved my coach. Sophomore year, I had to change schools, and I'm not going to get into why. May or may not have gotten into some trouble. Played basketball there. Didn't really like it, but again, I was playing basketball. It was something I loved. You know, the coach and I there didn't see eye to eye, but that was okay. I was a young punk teenage kid. After my sophomore year, again, we're not going to talk about why, I actually went back to the first school. And then junior year was a little rough. Senior year, my coach got sick and couldn't coach us anymore. So they brought in this new guy who, it was a small Christian school. So his daughters went to the elementary school, and he just wanted us to be able to have a team and wanted us to be able to play. And he was probably a nice enough guy. Didn't really give him the time of day, but, you know, he was there to coach basketball and I wanted to play, so it was what it was. I noticed very quickly that he started doing drills and doing things the way the school I went to my sophomore year was doing. And I was like, man, this is this school. That's not that school. Like, we don't do that here. And that didn't really sit too well with him, and I was pretty vocal about that. And come to find out, he lived like 10 feet from that school and knew the other coach. And so, again, he was doing the best he could with what he had. Towards the end of the season, it was probably like 3 or 4 games left in the season, and I don't remember exactly what happened. I was a little bit of a hothead. If those of you that know me, probably doesn't surprise you. And I'm guessing I fouled somebody or I did something dumb. And so he calls a timeout and comes out on the floor, and he's talking to us in the middle of the huddle. And whatever it was, I didn't like it. So after the timeout, he goes back to his end of the bench. I come off the court, I pick up a chair, and I threw it in his direction. Now, I didn't hit him, so technically I didn't throw the chair at him, but I threw it in his direction. So you might say this is probably not my finest hour. Of course, it definitely wasn't my worst either. But it was real life. That's real life, and that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about real relationships as part of our core values series. So the first question we have to answer is, what are real relationships? And the second thing we're going to look at is, why are they important to us? Why are real relationships important to CCW to the point that we've made them one of our core values? So the first thing we have to do, at least in my mind, is we have to define what relationships are. Relationships are a connection. They're a connection or an involvement. They're a connection between people or persons by blood or by marriage. Now, obviously, I'm probably not the smartest guy in the room, so, you know, here's big me adding something to Webster's definition. But I would add that not only is it a connection by blood or marriage, but it's also by choice or by circumstance. Because there's times where we get put in circumstances that we have no control over, and that forms a relationship. So the movie I have chosen is Up. Oh, no, that was Joe. I chose Toy Story. Come on, guys, that was a joke. Really? Wow, it's going to be a rough day, isn't it? So we're talking about relationships, and when I got thinking about this, when Joe asked me to speak, I said, Toy Story is the perfect movie. Toy Story is, to me, epitomizes real relationships, because you have Buzz and Woody, who are the main characters, two of the main characters, two lovable guys, but they are complete opposites. Right? You have Woody, who's a little older, who's got the, you know, the old school pull string and, you know, the cowboy boots and the cowboy hat. Did anybody bother anybody else that he had an empty holster? Like 25 years been watching this guy and there's nothing in his holster. Anyway, so you have, on one hand you got Woody, on the other hand you got Buzz. He's a new plastic toy and he's a space ranger and he's got the whooshing helmet and he's got the incredible wingspan and he's got the that was a different movie, sorry. But he's got the laser on his arm and so he's cool, he's new, he's fresh. And over the course of almost 25 years, we get to see their relationship evolve. We get to see their relationship take some twists and turns. We get to see their relationship go from infinity beyond. Let's watch this clip.
Lock stardate 4072. I've crash landed on a strange planet. There seems to be no sign of intelligent life anywhere.
Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Ah! Whoa, 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 whoa. Howdy, my name is Woody, and this is Andy's room.
I am Buzz Lightyear. Oh. I come in peace.
You are a toy!
You are a sad, strange little man.
Buzz Lightyear, the coolest toy ever.
Buzz Lightyear!
Not a flying toy.
T-O-Y, toy.
This is Jessie.
That's me!
The roughest, toughest cowgirl in the West.
Yodelay-hoo-hoo.
This is Rex, the most terrified dinosaur who ever lived.
Were you scared? Tell me honestly.
The potato heads.
Look, I'm Picasso.
They're madly in love.
I'm pecking you. Your angry eyes.
And Ham is also one of the most dastardly villains of all time. Evil Dr. Porkchop.
It's Mr. Evil Dr. Porkchop to you.
These little dudes are from a strange alien world. Pizza Planet.
Toys!
I'm Dolly.
I'm Trixie.
I'm trying to stay in character.
I'm Ken.
Barbie.
Lotso.
Bunny and Ducky.
Combat Carl.
Sticky Pete.
Duke Kaboom.
Sir.
Buttercup.
Neptune.
Transitron.
I am Reptilus Maximus.
And this is Forky.
I am not a toy. I'm a spork.
Now Woody, he's brave.
Draw.
Like a cowboy should be.
Go! Ride like the wind, Bullseye!
He'll be there for you, no matter what.
And as the years go by,
yeah, we've lost friends along the way.
A friendship will never die.
Bye, Woody.
It has been an honor serving with you.
Bo Peep?
Yeah?
Aw, Sheriff Woody.
I'm so glad to see this old lamp go to a good home.
You can't go.
It's okay. It's time for the next kid.
Bo? Wow! What are you doing here?
You would not believe the things I've seen.
Hold on!
Huh? Whoa!
You ever think about getting out there, seeing the world?
Without a kid? You can't teach this old toy new tricks. Look under your boot. You have to understand how lucky you are. Over in that house is a kid who thinks you are the greatest. It's because you're a toy. You are his toy.
About being there for your kid.
Life's only worth living if you're being loved by a kid.
This is what it's all about. To make a child happy.
For infinity and beyond.
Okay. So, I said first service, unless you lived under a rock, you've seen Toy Story. Some guy came up after me after service and said, I live under a rock, I've never seen it. My bad. So, but everybody knows, at least has heard the name Toy Story or knows what we're talking about. And so, again, we're talking about real relationships. And to me, that's real relationships. You have a bunch of toys that get together and they're real. They're transparent. They're authentic. It's life-changing for a lot of these toys. So a couple weeks ago, Joe kicked off our core value series and talked about biblical truth. And he said something to the effect of, we believe that the Bible, we at CCW, we as Christians believe that the Bible is the inerrant, infallible word of God. So those are just big Bible words that really mean we believe that the Bible is 100% true and 100% accurate. So it's no surprise that we turn to the Bible to find out how to live our life. So whether we're talking about biblical truth, we can open the Bible and see truth in there, or inspired worship, or selfless service. Next week, Josh will be talking about spirit-led living, but it's no surprise that we turn to the Bible for those answers. Relationships are no different. Relationships are part of God's plan. We see that friendships and relationships are in the Bible from the beginning. Jesse had the verse on the screen earlier, John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We see from the very beginning that God was in relationship with himself. Shortly after that, he creates Adam. And then what happens? He makes a helpmate for Adam. He makes Eve. And then the first friendship, the first human family, the first human relationships are born. And then in Genesis 3:8, it says that God walked and talked with Adam and Eve. They had relationships with each other. And the Bible is full of relationships. A few weeks back, we talked about Jonathan and David. They had relationships, right? I mean, and we could spend the rest of our time this morning talking about relationships that are in the Bible. Elijah and Elisha, Paul and Timothy, Paul and Silas, Abraham and Lot. I mean, the list goes on and on. Jesus had the 12 disciples. Jesus also had his inner circle, the inner three, they're called a lot of times, James, John, and Peter. A few weeks ago, we talked about Jesus and Martha and Mary and Lazarus and how Jesus loved his friends. Like Tim said, a few weeks ago, I got to speak at Lake Aurora. I had the honor of being the chaplain, and I taught through the book of Daniel with the kids. And we talked about community. Now, you got to forgive me, I'm a little old school, at least for some of the kids, who grew up on VeggieTales. So I can't think of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego without thinking Rack, Shack, and Benny. That's just the way I'm wired, so I'm sorry. But so I was able to talk to the kids about Daniel and Rack, Shack, and Benny, about the community that they had and how they didn't have to go through life alone. But that's one thing that I have loved about the Toy Story movies. Now, Buzz and Woody, they're the main characters, right? We all know that. Everybody knows, or most everybody knows who Buzz and Woody are. There's so many different characters. The gang, as they're often referred to in a lot of the interviews and a lot of stuff, is they wouldn't have had their relationship without each other. They wouldn't have had the adventures that they had without each other, because they were in relationship with each other. Oftentimes, the situations that they got into are silly, but a lot of times they're messy. A lot of times the relationships, or the situations, excuse me, that they got into, they had to speak to one another, sometimes a little harshly, right? And that's like real life, is a lot of times we have to say things to somebody that they might not want to hear, but we still have to say it. We try to say it in love, but we still have to say these things to them. Sometimes the best situation we get in, or the worst situation we get into, sometimes we just have to walk away. We get into these conversations, you know what, I have to walk away. So watch this clip.
Buzz! Buzz! Ha! You're alive! This is great! Oh, I'm saved! Andy will find you here. He'll take us back to the room, and then you can tell everyone that this was all just a big bust. Ache. Huh? Right? Buddy?
I just want you to know that even though you tried to terminate me, revenge is not an idea we promote on my planet.
Oh, well, that's good.
But we're not on my planet, are we?
No. Okay, come on! You want a piece of me? So you realize that I'm not there? I'm lost. Oh, I'm a lost toy.
Buzz Lightyear, mission log. The local sheriff and I seem to be at a huge refueling station of some sort.
You!
According to my navicomputer, the...
Shut up! Just shut up, you idiot!
Sheriff, this is no time to panic.
This is the perfect time to panic! I'm lost, Andy is gone, they're gonna move from their house in 2 days and it's all your fault!
My fault? If you hadn't pushed me out of the window in the first place...
Oh, yeah, well, if you hadn't shown up your stupid little cardboard spaceship and taken away everything that was important to me...
Don't talk to me about importance. Because of you, the security of this entire universe is in jeopardy.
What? What are you talking about?
Right now, poised at the edge of the galaxy, Emperor Zurg has been secretly building a weapon with the destructive capacity to annihilate an entire planet. I alone have information that reveals this weapon's only weakness. And you, my friend, are responsible for delaying my rendezvous with Star Command!
You are a toy! You weren't the real Buzz Lightyear, you're an action figure! You are a child's plaything!
You are a sad, strange little man, and you have my pity. Farewell.
Oh yeah, well, good riddance, you loony!
I think the reason that we call it real relationships and not real friendships is because this right here is a relationship. At this point, it's not a friendship. This is from movie one. This is very early on in Buzz and Woody's relationship. The question is, what are real relationships? They're messy, right? Woody's picking bugs off Buzz's head. They're open. They're honest. They're transparent. And that's exactly what real relationships are, is they're messy sometimes. They're authentic. They're real. As I got thinking about this, there was one story that kept popping out in my head. When I was in high school, and this story, I didn't throw anything at anybody. So I was at a buddy's house, and he was actually, at that point, was still one of my teachers. And I was over there. It was late at night, probably about 11 o'clock. We were hanging out, and his wife comes home, and no big deal. We were, you know, still hanging out at the dining room table, just talking, and he decides, hey, I'm going to go get a bowl of Fruity Pebbles. Like, dude, it's 11:30 at night, but okay, whatever. And so one of the reasons that he and I are such good friends is we both kind of like to push that envelope to see what we can actually get away with, see what we can say and, you know, not get in trouble for it. So he's typical, running his mouth and, you know, just saying stuff to his wife, kind of being a knucklehead. And next thing you know, his wife reaches over, takes the bowl of Fruity Pebbles and dumps it in his lap. And I tell you this story because it's messy, it was real, but this is almost 25 years ago and we're still talking about it. There's a joke in our house even now that when you say something dumb, well, do you want a bowl of Fruity Pebbles dumped on your lap? Right? For years, I would actually give them boxes of Fruity Pebbles for Christmas. This is kind of a joke. But so this is somebody that we've stayed friends for 25 years. They've seen all the messiness. I've seen their messiness. I had the privilege of preparing for this message to listen to some of our old sermons, to listen to some of the real relationship stuff to see what guys in the past had said. And I got the pleasure to listen to one of Dave's old sermons. Dave was for those of you who don't know, was our pastor here for 35 years, and he passed away a while back. But he called these friends refrigerator friends. That these are friends that you don't care if they open up a refrigerator and see what's inside. You know, I have a rule in my house that once you've been over three times, you're no longer a guest. Help yourself. Go get it yourself. You're not a guest anymore. But this is what real relationships are. Real life is literally sometimes open. Think about the refrigerator. Sometimes it's messy, but it's honest. It's real. It's authentic. It's absolutely life-changing. And we'll see in a little bit that real relationships are often rooted in love. So the second question we have to answer today is, why are real relationships important to CCW? Why is this something that we've chose to be part of our core value? And like anything we do here at the church, it has to be filtered through our mission statement. Our mission statement is Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Jesus said, all authority on heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey my commandments. And surely I am with you till the end of the age. But for today's purposes, I want to focus on verse 20. Teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. What is Jesus commanding? What is he trying to teach us? And there's 613 different laws. Some people call them commandments in the Old Testament. You know, there's the greatest commandment. But for our purposes today, if you have your Bible, open up to John 15. Starting in verse 12, Jesus says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than you would lay down his life for a friend. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I call you my friend." Verse 16 says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you, appointed that you should go and bear fruit, that your fruit should abide. So whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you." Verse 17 says, "These are my commandments, that you will love one another." So it starts off in verse 12, love one another. In the Old Testament, or I'm sorry, the New Testament, there is at least a dozen different love one another's. At least a dozen times it says, love one another. Because, why? Because Jesus was the perfect example. He loved us. He showed us love when we didn't deserve it, so we can take that love and show it to others. Verse 13, Jesus is talking about himself. Lay down. Greater love has nothing than lay down your life for a friend. How many times throughout the, and I'm not going to give anything away for those of you that haven't seen all the Toy Story movies, but how many times throughout the movies do we see that the toys lay down their lives for each other? The toys put themselves in situations because one of the other gang is hurting, or one of the other gang is taken, or whatever the case may be. Verse 14 says, "You are now my friends if you do what I command." So what does Jesus command? To love one another. Right, what are the two greatest commandments? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor the way you love yourself. And then jumping down to verse 17. "These are my commandments, that you will love one another." Now, some of you may know this, but a lot of the Bible was actually passed down orally. So a lot of the Bible is passed down verbally. So they would memorize it and then repeat it to each other. So you've all heard of air quotes, right? They didn't have air highlighting back then or air bolding, right? You couldn't do that like you can with modern technology. So what they would do is they would repeat something. So if you see something in the Bible that's repeated over and over and over again, you should think, oh, wait, that's important. I need to remember that. So here, once again, Jesus says, love one another. Real relationships are about one another. Real relationships are about each other. In your bulletin, if you got one, there's, and this is a brief list, but there's a list of some of the other one another's in the Bible. I have some of them on the screen. In the bulletin, it has a scripture reference if you want to look at that. But show kindness and mercy to one another. Live in harmony with one another. Welcome one another. Last week, Chris talked about serving one another. Forgive one another. Submit to one another. Show hospitality to one another. Encourage one another. Confess your sins and pray for each other. And I would say, except for probably the last two on this list, confess your sins and pray for each other, that you can find all of these in the Toy Story movies. Which is crazy that a bunch of toys could figure this out. Yet so often we have a hard time doing that. We have a hard time treating one another as we should. But like I said, you can't have the one another's without one another. You can't have real relations. Could you imagine Toy Story without anybody except for Buzz and or Woody? Like, just think about it. And I think about weird things sometimes, but could you imagine having Toy Story with just Woody? Like, the beginning of the first movie, he jumps down off the bed and says, "All right, Slinky, go get everybody's time for a staff meeting." So without anybody, he would jump off the bed and say, "I don't need to talk to anybody because I'm here by myself. I don't need to have a staff meeting." Right? Or one of Woody's, in all the interviews that you watch, and, well, not all the interviews, but a lot of them that I watched, you know, Buzz has "To Infinity and Beyond," and what does Woody have? "All right, come on, guys." Well, without anybody else, it would be "All right, come on, guy." Right? You can't have relationships without other people. So why is this important to CCW? Why is this one of our core values? Because relationships, real relationships, are important to God. So they should be important to us. Relationship is defined as a connection with other people. So this, what we're doing here today, we can't do this by ourselves. We can't do church by ourselves. All our core values, they're important, which is why we're doing a whole series on them. But you could do biblical truth right? Someone has to teach you to read, okay? Maybe you figure it out for yourself. But you can find biblical truth by yourself. You can open the Bible and read that all day long by yourself. Inspired worship. You can worship by yourself. I know a lot of people do that. They'll go home and they'll put a CD on or they'll put the radio on and they'll worship. Nothing wrong with that. But you don't need another person for worship. You don't need another person to serve. You can go serve all by yourself. You can find something to do and you can do it all by yourself. And I don't know what Josh is going to say next week, but I'd imagine you could live a spirit-filled life all by yourself. You don't need other people. But for real relationships, you can't do that by yourself. You can't have real relationships with just one person. So I started by telling you guys the story about the guy I threw the chair at, right? 2007, 2008, my wife got saved and I rededicated my life to the Lord. And we started going to church, and ironically enough, the guy who had the Fruity Pebbles dumped in his lap, he was the worship pastor at this church, and he knew I had been a sound engineer because we were still friends. And he said, "Hey, Dale, we need somebody. Why don't you come and sit behind the board and be our sound engineer?" I said, "Dude, I would love to. That'd be great." So, you know, a couple weeks go by, and I'm sitting at the board, and I look out, and wouldn't you know who walks in? My old basketball coach. Oh, man, this guy? So, you know, and he was also a techie. He, you know, so he came up, and we were talking about some of the sound stuff, and it was just awkward. It's like, it was weird for me. And he never said anything. And after a couple months, I was finally like, all right, you know what? I got to say something. Like, it was eating me up inside. Like, now this had been 6, 7, 8 years, but I finally said, I've caught him in the parking lot one day. I said, "Hey, can I talk to you for a second?" He's like, "Yeah, what's up?" I said, "So you may not remember this, but once upon a time, I threw a chair at you." He's like, "Yeah, I remember." I said, "My bad, I'm sorry." Like, the crazy thing is, he's now one of my best friends. He's somebody that I have very few people in my life that have walked through my life with me. The two guys that I've talked about today actually have been my friend for 25 years, which is amazing if you know me. But the guy I threw the chair at, he's someone that I can call any time of day or night. Even now, he lives 1,200 miles away. I can still, "Hey, man, can you pray for us or we need this?" He's someone that he never turned his back on me. Like, he saw me almost at my worst. You know, I mean, you don't get a chair thrown at your head just and think, "Oh, it's just another Tuesday," right? He never gave up on me. He was always there for me no matter what, which made me think about Jesus. Our Heavenly Father is someone that wants to be in relationship with us. If we're a Christian, we have that relationship. He is someone the Bible says sticks closer than a brother. He is a friend that sticks. He's always here with us no matter what. When you walked in, you should have got a little army man. And if you didn't, there'll be some on the way out. And the reason I wanted to hand these out today, aside from the military aspect of it, and thank you for those of you that have served or do serve, but someone who's in the military literally lays their life down for someone. They're literally in the trenches with someone from time to time, right? So I want you guys to take these little green army men home with you. And every time you look at that, remember that you have someone that loves you for all your flaws, all your faults, no matter how messy your life is. You have someone that cares about you and wants to be your friend. They want to be in a relationship with you. Jesus doesn't care what you've done. He went to the cross in spite of what we've done. So every time you look at this little army man, remember, you don't have to walk through life alone. And sometimes it is a person. Sometimes it is a friend that you can call, a brother or a sister or a pastor or whoever. Sometimes the person that you think of may be an actual person, but sometimes it's not. And sometimes I think that's better. There's no drama involved. I'm not going to throw you out of a moving car or throw a chair at you or dump Fruity Pebbles in your lap. They're just going to love you. Jesus loves you for who you are. Well, I'm going to pray. I'm going to show you guys one last clip, and then you can be dismissed. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your sacrifice. I thank you that we can open your word and that we can see example upon example from you about real relationships. I thank you that you came to earth to die for me. Not only that, but that you came to set the example, to walk through life with us and for us. I pray for anyone here today that doesn't have that relationship with you. I pray that today would be the day that they begin that relationship. Thank you for the many blessings that we have. In your name I pray. Amen.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me.
Buzz looking when alien! Where?
Rough ahead and you're miles and miles from the nice warm
bed. I'm Picasso.
I don't get it.
You just remember
you
what
you're uncultured swine. What are you
boy,
looking
you
at?
You got a friend in me.
It's not a laser.
Yeah,
it's a little light bulb with blinks.
What's with him?
Laser ending.
Look, I'm Woody. Howdy, howdy, howdy.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got some trouble.
Pizza Planet.
I got him too. There isn't anything.
Mom, do you know where Buzz is?
Yes, ma'am, well, I just want to say you're a bright young woman with a beautiful yarn full of hair for infinity and beyond.
You got a friend in me.
Hey, cowboy.
Come with me.
Some other
what?
Folks
Andy might will play with all of us. I know
I am big and stronger too. Maybe
wow.
We'll never live oh, without a love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy. Years go by. A friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me.
Right.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Whatever happens, at least we'll all be together. For infinity and beyond.
You guys have a great week. Go love one another.